Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. Father, we thank you for tonight. We ask of your hand of blessing upon our service. We know you, O God. You began a great work. You will perfect it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. What a joy to be here. What a joy to be here in this beautiful 5-star When we got here, I was asking, is this the same place? I said, have we arrived? They say yes. I said, this is not the place. So it's the place. It's looking too beautiful. Looking too beautiful. I thank God for your pastor and his precious wife, Rita. And beautiful couple. Thank God for... Now, Prophet Odro is like a CEM pastor. Because he's always there. Ministry, preaching, laying hands, casting out devils. This year when we were doing the program, they have inserted him into the program. I said, have you spoken? He said, oh, that we know that when you call, no, he will come. So you are into the program, they haven't spoken to you. Because we are doing a brochure for the year. And they have put you inside the brochure all over. Say amen. He's a good son and a good friend. Say amen. Every beginning of every year, he and his wife will come to my house. And when they open their boot, the boot vomits everything you can think of. From, I don't know, everything. Oil, rice, everything, corn beef, everything. My whole storeroom is full. Thank them for me. For blessing my house. I was in Switzerland about, I don't know how many days, 4 days ago. And if you go to Switzerland, it's like -8, -10. Very, very, very cold. And I was preaching there when I finished. Then I flew the following day to Ghana. When I came out of the aircraft, the heat attacked my voice immediately. So since then, I've been nursing my voice. So pardon me if my voice is not sounding too well. Say amen. Amen. First Kings chapter 17. And I am reading from verse number 1. First Kings 17, reading from verse number 1. First Kings 17, reading from verse number 1. The Bible said something. And Elijah, the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Say amen.
Amen.
And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook. And I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. Say amen.
Amen.
So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. Say hallelujah. Look at verse number 4 again, please. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook. Oh, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. Hallelujah. I want to title my message tonight, A place called there. Look at the word of the Lord. It said, verse 3, get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded ravens to feed thee there. Hallelujah. I like what happened before. Elijah went to Ahab, and by his word, he shut the heavens. Hallelujah. I love that relationship between God and man, where you will walk into the palace of a king or the president and make a declaration, and heaven will sanction it. May we develop that relationship where we can speak and God will honor our words with signs following. Say amen. 2019, I say, Ube Rade such a way, say, Ukasa, na Rade the Ayede, he honors that word. So Elijah went straight to Ahab and said, look, by my word, there shall be no dew or rain for the next 3.5 years. And the heavens were shut. And then when he finished, then the Bible said something. I like what the Bible said. Verse 2. And the word of the Lord came unto him. The word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, turn thee eastward, hide thyself. The word of the Lord came to him. He said, hide thyself by the brook Cherith. Stay here. There is going to be an extreme drought in the whole of Israel. But dwell here. Stay here. There is no food. There is nothing. The whole land is going to be in drought. But stay here, for I have commanded ravens to feed thee there. May you discover that place called there. Because if you discover that place, 90% of your troubles will be over in 2019. The reason why we are struggling is because we haven't discovered that place. People are in wrong places, wrong ministries, wrong marriages, wrong work. It is not that place. Into the Hebrew. But may God open your eyes. May you hear his word so you can discover that place. Say that place. Call there. Say amen. There is nothing more, prophet, there is nothing more fulfilling for you to be in the perfect will of God. Say adia wo ye no nya min side ewo. Say wo brempoa wo dey say hwe ebre no e temporal. Because baby, I will want no TB, I will TB no baby, I will call a Juma who here, a warrior, a warrior, Yami. The will of God is there. Say amen. I know what I'm talking about. Because, prophet, what is he? What I am doing in ministry is what God called me to do. Nti amanfo bebre epese copy me bu se no bi su ye bi no move. They say, yeah, I'm frail. Why, I'm frail. Yeah, I'm far now. Why, I'm far now. Discover your place. Discover where God has placed you. Because the place called there is a place of rest. It's a place of satisfaction. It's a place of abundance. Take note, it's a place of provision. In the 2019, men to do papa, so don't be doing trial luck. Don't just enter into a trade and go and invest here and do this and be trying churches. When they are rolling here, you go and roll. When they are spitting here, you go and spit. When they are buffing here, you go and buff. Where are you? Discover where God has planted you. Discover whom the Lord has chosen for you. Be at the place where God wants you to be. Say amen. Mean when I'm doing something, the most important part of what I am doing is whether God is in it. Prophet, that is all I want to know. Is God here? Has God asked me? That is why hearing from God is key. If you can't hear from God, oh, now I say, say amen.
Amen.
So, put this table here. Elijah is here. The whole of the land is there. Then the word of the Lord came to him. Do not go this way. Go eastward. Dwell here. Stay here. The place looks empty. There is nothing on the table. There's no food. There are no farms there. Dwell here. For I have commanded the ravens to feed thee here. Ask somebody, are you at that place or you are roaming around? Ask somebody, where are you? Now, Elijah was here looking, then before he realized, ravens who are scavengers who eat flesh are carrying flesh in their mouth. It is a jamwa who did a kuraman who said on fan come up. Because ravens, they eat flesh. And they have put flesh in their mouth that they should go and deliver it. So the ravens, they give them flesh and they hear them say, hey, are they a baby bird? They say, yeah, somebody, you know. Then they fly. Who, as soon as they get to the brook, they just drop it and turn around and go back. They drop it. It is not the job of ravens to go and look for where Elijah is. It is the job of Elijah to discover that place. So the ravens are bringing the flesh here. Provision is here. Abundance is here. Rest is here. Satisfaction is here. You must discover that place. When they come and they don't see Elijah here, they don't carry the flesh. The man said, Elijah, where are you? Elijah, where are you? We have brought the flesh. Where are you? No. They just drop the flesh here and they fly back and go and bring bread and go and bring flesh. May you discover that place. May you all discover that place. Oh, where is my daughter? I've sent her. Tell her to come back, to come back. Say amen.
Amen.
If you miss this place, listen to this very, 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 very carefully. If you miss this place,
You can be anointed as anything. You will die in the wilderness. If Elijah didn't hear right and he was here, the ravens will come and look for him. The ravens are prophets. So there will be flesh here, and the flesh will be rottening, it will be spoiling, and he will be dying because he is not here. He's not at the place. Some people are not here. They are here. And here, no, is endless struggle. Oh, bresa. If you say, Nyami en sumawe. Akofe obikunu aware no. Nipakunu aware. Ene, ne yirene ne mbabe miensan. Odo hun akotare won ena wo bre ena wo su se yakobo jimio you are crying at the wrong place. You know the man is married. You have gone to attach yourself. They have done secret engagement and they have rented a 2-bedroom house at Abelegbe somewhere. It is not the place. It is not the place. Why? And go to the place. Say amen. Sometimes, you know, oh, where is prophet 2? Bring them. Yeah, I've sent them away. Hallelujah. A certain woman in my church had a marital problem. That thing has taught me the biggest lesson. She has 4 children. And was telling me that the husband doesn't mind them. The husband is this. So pray with me. Pray with me. Pray with me. So we went there to the house. Huya, 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 huya. We're binding, we're losing, we're binding and losing together. We don't know which one we should do. Whether we should bind, whether we should lose. Huya, 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 huya. Hey! God was not answering the prayers. We will come, we will do all night. We will pray, we will do so many things. We will anoint the house. We will anoint the man's pillow. I said, where does your husband sleep? Which side does he sleep there? Where is his pillow? Then we'll take oil, sprinkle on the pillow. Huya, 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 huya. What prayers did I pray? Huya, huya. They will come and carry it. He said, madam, we are coming to do 3 days all night in your house. We went there 3 days. Huya, 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 huya. No knowing all this time, no. And ye obi kuna oja body home. Ah, yeah, bomb pie. She said, it was a total waste of stupid time. I was so hurt. Because in Bible, a country, huya, 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 huya. And you know how I discovered it? You won't believe it. The man died. Then they, you know this brochure that they do? Then they did a brochure. Then in the brochure was the man, his original wife, with 4 gallant men as his children. This woman was nowhere in the brochure. So I went to say, ah, I hear your husband is there. He says, ah, but who is in the picture? Which woman? Is it the woman who has taken, is it the woman who has taken your husband? She was looking at me. I said, is it the woman who has taken your husband? Because she should be the one, because we call her Mrs., we call her everything. She said, the whole world knows that. That is not knowing. She rather was a girlfriend. B. And I have one part. Huya, 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 huya. I was so... hwɛ ni tribute po ya antrowo tratadi ni picture ba ko se ene ne ma o ma mpie de bia. They were not recognized. They were nowhere to be found. Which means that all this time, no, who do what where the Atari obi kunu ding ding ding, and I was see yen yen bomb pile. Now I worry, ye, you are the wrong place. You are the wrong place. So the toil was endless. The prayer was not answered. When I discovered it, I was so angry. Because for 10 years, huya, we thought God was not answering the prayers. I held the brochure. I showed the brochure to my wife. I said, but we thought that this woman said the husband died. I said, but where is she in this, big booklet? You know, she's nowhere in the booklet. I said, maybe there's a mistake. I said, How can I be a mistake here? I opened all the pages. I read tributes. I read the children and whatever. Here, the woman and her children were nowhere. Even their name was not mentioned. Just say, all this time, no. Said, no, I'm not sorry, but an elder in my church. But you're sorry for paying for back. Mean didn't want to grow. So now, all these years, no. Wait, wrong place. You can hide there now. And I would tell you, ma. And I made me feel safe. Or baby, the head to Ukuru, into many a bria, to free Timia, me popa, hoyaya, 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 hoyaya. Damien, dear. Oh, I was giving prophecies. Next year, dear, or Befie Bear, God will turn tables around. God will turn tables around. Sana, he was not at the place. Say amen. Amen. May the Lord help all of us to discover that place. The place called there. So right now, look at yourself. What work do you do? Who are you marrying? Where have you been? What have you been called to do? What is your ministry? What has God spoken to you? That is why you must hear from God. This 2019, hear from God. Somebody says, God doesn't talk to me. No way. God talks. How many people have children here? If you have children, raise your hands. Listen to me. Do your children talk to you? Yeah. Do you talk back to your children? Do you think Almighty God will be there and you are his child and you talk to him and he will not talk back to you? Is that possible? He is Almighty God. So you must discover the art of hearing. The art of what? Hearing. You must hear from God. You must know how God talks to you. You must develop the art. Because if you can hear from God, brother, 90% of your decisions will be made in the spirit. Because we are laying hands on people, we are giving prophecies to people, we are projecting, speaking, and what is it about? You see, all that we are saying, you too must be strategically positioned for
not the thing. You see, my work and your position must be in synchronism. It must, you must be at the right place for the prophecy to work. Say amen. That is why, man of God, I don't envy people's ministry. I'm not jealous of what somebody is doing. When somebody is doing very well, I admire the person, I'm inspired, but I don't wish to be him, because I know what God also has called me to do. I am comfortable in my zone. I know my marching orders. I know what I've been called to do, and I am focused on what I am doing, and I am successful by the grace of God in what I am doing, because I'm doing the right thing that God commanded me to do. The word of the Lord came to me. Say amen. Me, I don't see women's braziers. You are wearing yellow brazier, green shorts. I don't see those things. It's not my calling. Say, I hear you, brother. Say amen. Know what you have been called to do. Know what is called. What is it? You are going to be in a, you are in a relationship with somebody. You yourself can tell that this guy is not correct. All the signs are clearly written on the wall, but you refuse. You what? Refuse to see. Signs, and God is interested. When you are going to do something out of scripture, out of the will of God, he will use so many ways. Through the preaching of the word, through direct scriptures, through visions, through dreams, through counseling, through circumstances, through a friend's advice. God will use so many ways to talk to you about the same thing. It is you who refuse to hear it. I don't know whether what I'm saying. Yes. You sometimes, you can come to church and you see your prophet preaching. Then he will preach it out there. He will point his finger in a certain direction. And you can see that the finger, no, is coming directly at you. And what he is saying to, just say, yeah, both telephone numbers. But ufiha, then you harden your heart. So later we can say, and I'm in the Bible, and I will be no. Una went here. Una 1 year asuti. Una 1 5 a radine kwanso. It's a problem we all have. We hear people say that, and I didn't know. No. You knew. Through dreams, visions, counseling, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, prophetic direction. You knew. Why would he have? No, be so. Why would he have? I could be hearing and in them, Yama, Yakupon, Ina, just say, Wafa Obana Bon, who would the natural tree waste? And obey what Chichri Wakuma. What could dear Dianibia and just say, Woody, Yako, who be, and yet I am pine mouth. It in kwana wonnom no ya hohoro niamma ene edie gun kwan ni mu ntin ya wonnom no chese unni me ade a wonnom a yamma inti nkwane na ya wo deno ya yen yamma nyame gun kwane no. And you will be surprised when a woman wants to collect your heart, the extent she can go. She will do anything to collect you from your family. And there are people here, a woman is using her breast to collect you from your family. Look at say nufu na unum na ekwa. Ye di neba ye nufu na unum. Iti u saki breast na unim se a drone unum. A chichi wakuma. It's a serpentine saliva that is thrown into your throat as you are kissing her. It's poisonous. It blinds your heart. It disconnects you from your original family. Now, when you see your wife and your three children, something is telling you to leave them. A certain kennel, a very nice, respectable kennel in my church. He's got a beautiful wife and three beautiful daughters. They come to church together. Beautiful kennel. Lieutenant Kennel also. Beautiful children. At a point, I wasn't seeing the man in church. So I asked the wife, now kuno eh? I said, Daddy, menim sa upemi kuno asempa, but nyeme bi si ofio wa. Nyam nyam pata. Sa den, mi kuno ombe fie ntem. Na nse onde fie. Na nse nyuwa, chese wa se sang. We don't know what to do. We have talked to him. So I said, I don't like visiting people, but this particular, I went and visited the man. So when I went there, I said, oh, Kennel, I haven't seen, he was also one of my elders in the church. I said, Kennel, I don't see you in church again. What's going on?
Reverend, I don't know, but
this is when I woke up, I don't feel like coming to church. So why don't you feel like coming to church?
I don't know. It's okay, I'll try and come. I will
pass by. A week, another week later, he didn't pass by. I went to the house. When I went, I didn't find him. I said, ain't you worrying? The wife said, the wife said, Reverend, I will show you where he is. We have found out where he is. So we went and discovered, they drove me to a place B. Hey, now lungus, I have fire and alcohol. And there is he. When we got to the place, I say, a fear not Timony. What? Some small single room B. So we went and knock on the door. Pakakaka. Then a certain girl came out first. Hina. So, Kennel wahana. Kennel, who Kennel be wah? So, small girl be. Later on, then himself came out with his shorts and t-shirt. Reverend, what are you doing here? I say, your wife brought me here. That you are living. And if you look at where the kennel lives, in his house with the children, and where I went and found him, it can only be something that. Then the girl came out.
deep, come inside. Now, who share a dear essence, a pronoun? So, I tell the woman, your husband has gone to eat some apple pie. Now, what did he do? Because it doesn't make sense. And guess what? He divorced the wife, abandoned his three children. And guess what? He left the army. He resigned from the army. First rule said, if you approach Reba, he comes to the airport and comes to the tarmac to receive me when I'm coming from abroad. He salutes me down and then he collects my briefcase into the VIP, to the lounge, to pick my... That's how close I am with them. He left the army and was with this girl. Just say, Adia Oko Di, you know. Adia Oko Num, you know. Adrania Oko Di, you know. Then Yama would tell him. And guess what? Till I am talking to you today, the woman and her children are still in my church. The man was never restored. And then such a woman can come to church and is praying, huya, 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 the will of God, the will of God. How can the will of God be done in such a situation? You will lay hands, the woman can spin, can do anything, but she is not at the place. She's at the wrong place with the wrong person. God doesn't answer such prayers. That is why there are some prayers that are not being answered, because there are wrong things behind the scenes, wrong associations. So it makes we, the men of God, as if we are lying. We are not lying. You have gone to eat something you shouldn't eat. Are you here or you have gone home? You have gone to eat something you shouldn't eat. You are at the wrong place. Some of you, some people, I don't know, they have abandoned their family and they are staying in a single room with their girlfriend, and you are waking up from that place and coming to church and coming to put requests at the altar. Which altar is going to answer that prayer? The answer you need is that go back to your family. Go back. Because you are here saying that Pastor, this is the woman I want to marry. Let Jesus glorify himself. Let Jesus, is she really your wife? So we are asking God to bless our sins. God doesn't bless sins. If it is a sin, what you need is to repent from that sin and go back. One day I went to Italy to go and preach. When I went to go and preach, then I said I was going to do anointing service. I said, everybody, get ready tomorrow, impartation service. Jacopo Beya one day. It's an Italian church full of Nigerians and Ghanaians and Ivorians. Then the pastor came to me. Then he said to me, Infanti, he's a Infanti, Reverend Steve, Ochina anointing service, you know, Tobo. Tobo. So, isn't it a kind of Tobo? And then they became a bitch about mankind travel earlier on. Ain't it? They are anointing service. I said, Tobo. And the catch them,
Half of my members are drug peddlers and prostitutes. So they understand that anointing for business. You know, was the oil by them? No go on photo. Oh, that shit. No, I call the road. They'll go and prostitute. So to them, their prostitution is business. Tohobo. They take the oil, the one you have put on your forehead, they collect it and rub it. They will go to the washroom, they will rub it on your breast and put some under. They collect oil and put under them. And drink some of the oil. So that when you kiss them, when you hold their breast, it's called Warabeba. It's called what? Warabeba. There's a chuba called Warabeba Chuba. There is a watch seller. I won't mention the name of the watch seller. But the watch, first of all, prophet, Oba late. Oba lopal devil. Oba late. Oba na light. Ting ting. Nye chen. Nye chen. I feel that. Oh, she said, the watch, you know. As she said, Talia. As she said, wait. I said, Oba late, be. I did say, Oba be 7. Oba be 11. I feel that. Oh, she said, in Yama. Now, Now, feel. We are. Now with two watch anybody, not the pretty around. Now for your train, now for both say, or yes, or bomb baby, you who say empire or bo. And sana was that he said, oh, tea watching. Now watching also, oh, toa, hey, can creepy pedal just say, Usigasa, or the pepper, or the ayesu. What watch it? Now I teach you my. Now for you, Kodia, the following day we are dead. Because then the wife said, "Bibi pa, what's I watching?" It's called Warabeba. Because the way the watching woman behaves, we shouldn't go there again. But the following day, we must not light it. Then catch your wife say, "So I watch it with dear baby woman." Until the woman is confident of her watch, and I watch this room. Hey, ni achichi wa hamu, ni abandon the stars be, ni yedunko siya bakwa sosu. Hey, ni talia achoke no. Ubieswa na muane ho. The shape of the leaf. Wow, who tea from the sack? We can say, "So watch over here. We better open breasts." The following day, we are still there. They say, "Bibi." Say, "Amen." There are people who have gone to double in their own court to do their business. Then they come and ask us, the pastors, to bless it.
My Father, Jesus.
Wrong place.
Wrong place.
Wrong business. Wrong marriages. Wrong associations. There are some friends we must cut off from our lives. In 2019, you are not prosper because you have gone to attach yourself to a wrong person. Say amen. So when ravens are bringing you supplies, they don't find you at that place. Say amen. Places are very important to God. May you hear from God.
May God help us so we can take hardcore decisions this year and sana we ra 2019. Ese ufi efie bi mu. Ufi obi abrabo mu. Ujai obi. A jume bia u boyfriend no he doubles in drugs. Who a boyfriend? Now so oye uhumu niame nume bi o to we. And now o bomba wa ho eradishayo ravens are not coming to a wee peddler. Pia baby a hano eye me fie. Where I am, it's my house. So I am preaching to my members. I'm not a visitor here. I mean, this type of preaching, you know, is normal in my church. Because me fiend ko fubi ni me say me jai preaching, you know. But me jai. I said, get out of that place. Leave that place. God hasn't commanded you there. Pakoniama. Say amen. One day, the archbishop told me a story. The story was very intriguing. He said there was a crack in his wall. So he called masons to come and mend the crack. So they came, chiseled the wall. Then the crack came again. Then they put mesh and they plastered it. Then the crack came again after a couple of weeks. Then they now came and chiseled the wall, put mesh, put mortar, put stones. And then after some weeks, the crack came again. Then an engineer came and said, the problem is not the wall. The problem is the foundation. So long as you have this foundation, it doesn't matter how you treat the wall, the crack will be there. He said, exhume the whole foundation and lay another foundation. Put iron rods and things and then build the wall and the crack will cease. So they now dug into the foundation, removed the original foundation, laid a new concrete with iron rods and stones, and then they built the wall on it. And then the crack ceased. Hey! What a revelation. Yeah. The Archbishop Don Carolem, he is the one who told me this story. So people are busily mending cracks. But the problem is not the wall. The problem is the foundation. Remove the foundation. It means to asiano. There are some foundations you are standing on. You have to remove them and lay a new foundation in 2019. And you will see that the cracks you have been receiving, it will cease. I don't know who I'm talking to, but God has sent me here to tell somebody, discover your place called there. It's a place of provision. Say, I hear you, my pastor. Discover the place. Genesis 26, verse number 1. If you find it, read it to me. I would have asked them to project it somewhere. Read it. Genesis 26. Read it. Take a mic and read it.
And there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went on to Abimelech, king of the Philistines.
Take your time, read it like a man of God. You're not reading news.
And there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went on to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said,
The Lord appeared unto him and said,
Go not down into Egypt. Egypt.
Go not down into Egypt.
Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of.
Dwell in the land that I shall tell thee of.
Sojourn in this land.
Sojourn here.
And I will be with thee.
And I will be with thee.
And I will bless thee.
And I will bless thee.
For unto thee.
Unto thee.
And unto thy seed.
And unto thy seed.
I will give all these countries.
Mm-hmm.
And I will perform the oath. Which I swore unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply. As the stars of heaven. And will give unto thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed.
Amen. Dwell here. There was a mass exodus of people leaving Gerar to Egypt. The people were going to look for greener pastures. But the Lord appeared to Isaac and said, do not move. Do not move. Dwell here. In this barren land that people are running away from, I, the Lord, I will bless you here. So people were moving. What do you hear me? So they saw that Isaac was not moving. Why are you not moving? There are greener pastures. Oh no, I've heard from God. How do I hear? Read verse 12.
Then Isaac sowed in that land.
Then Isaac sowed where? In that land. The place that he was supposed to be.
And received in the same year.
And received in the same year.
A hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him.
And the Lord blessed him.
And the man waxed great.
And the man waxed great.
And went forward.
And went forward.
And grew until he became very
and
great.
And grew until he became very great.
For he had possessions of flocks.
For he had possessions of flocks.
And possession of herds.
And possession of herds.
And great store of servants.
And great store of servants.
And the Philistines envied
and
him.
And the Philistines envied him. Say amen.
Amen.
Where did the Lord bless him? Where the Lord asked him to stay? Dwell here. Do not move. Others were moving. People have moved from Ghana to Abrochire. They have become poorer since they left. Me na make just say, wo no, o two bedroom house, ah wutim, ene wo je no mba na okoba, ah wutim moto sunu na onye jani dinu, utiye. E bia wo na woni utiye. Che e bi mu a etu kwan akọ Europe ni amanama ni. Wundi say plane our person for a plane e offer and yeah easy and yeah difficult uko kotoka airport no afa AWA ana passion air now what that people dey call kumasi who you are called that hotel paper asa aba who's what trample mu be e bi etu kwa kwa brochure e paper funu e worship plates e proper e packy fruits ahamachia amanfo adano na o packy fruit in departmental store na store no it said the whole of Tesadon departmental store bakun it said the whole of Tesadon and a o packy fruit o packy fit 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. ubehuna hotel Marriott and now baby 17 floors. When I walk it up brush now, yeah, then oh paper toilet in the moon. Now flash. You bang your 17 floors. What kind of dignity is washing toilet? Who can brush you wash toilet? A be paper glass. A be ube departmental stock a car. No one say Ghana ni washeko. We Ohuva. Yes, if it's a no pack so you may read Ohuva. Bona or the mop. Not or mope. Jo Makele Jojo or mope. Do you have to travel abroad to go a mop? Please. Na main suma wa brochira. Trambebi awatina. Dwell here. For God will bless you here. Don't force and go to Libya and go and brew a petition. Don't own force to go to Afghanistan. If they come and put a truck here, there is a job at Libya. Libya now, we are crossing Mediterranean. Now go do Italy. Now do what happen? Just say abroad for the baby 550 boat. Don't be deceived.
Don't be deceived.
Hear from God. Here you will prosper. After prospering, you will go to the embassy and get a visa and go on holidays and come back. That time is coming. People, Rita, people have traveled to places who were in decent jobs here. You know what they are doing in Europe? Prostitution. They can come and say it. Be careful. I am an in running trousers. No, Ube unse Oshé Pampers. Oshé Pampers. She said the elasticity in the rectum has torn because Enyama Ewura Hodo. Enyama Ewura the rectum. If the human excreta is coming, Eba yo, Enti now, believe me, what I'm telling you. Now, Obrodino, when you Jumama, Abrofumba, and Sana, who called Takiwa Maubi, Abrofuna, Europe, no, Omani, Jumaye. And Sana Wufi Africa, Abenye Jumawa. They are not doing proper jobs. They're proper. Was she dead body? I have a university graduate who left me here as a pastor and went to the US in New York. The last time I saw him, he was washing dishes in a restaurant. I don't know whether his status has changed. Because of the papers. You don't have purpose. So somebody's restaurant, a man for me did here, and now the leftovers, the good baby, and now the hot water, and you can catch him, a graduate,
and a pastor,
and a pastor, and just say, Mister, now me be a Obama join. They say, the Dimitribra, in America, on the 43rd Street. In Manhattan, me were man of God, what are you doing here? Something temporal to keep one going small. Say, this is nonsense. You have left your ministry in Ghana and you are washing dishes in New York. What a shame! What an embarrassment! You are a disgrace to the ministry. It's to keep us going. And guess what? He is there till today. His genius in the ministry have come to become pastors. Branch pastors prospering. He's still washing dishes. No papers. His family can't go to him. He can't come to Ghana. Because his passport is at home office. But Kechi. He missed the place called there. He went some other place. Because of that, there is no provision. You are watching. Can look, those of you who have been planted with the prophet, don't be a fool. God planted you here for a reason. God is bringing you provision here. God is blessing you here. As the man of God is blessed, so are you blessed. Have you seen a man with a big head and a small body before? If you see a man with a big head and a small body, it means that the man is sick. Because the head grows in proportion to the body. If you look at me now, the size of my head and the size of my body, they are in proportion. It means that as I am blessed, the rest of my pastors and juniors and things are also blessed together. Stay here. Dwell here. And he sowed in that same land. And the Lord blessed him. He waxed strong. He became great. He went forward and became very great. Where was his greatness? Where people were living. Don't allow somebody who has left to poison your mind. Prophet, there are people who have left. You know what they are doing? They are watching videos, logging on to see what is happening. And things are happening. And their places are dry because God is not there. I am not saying that everybody will stay with us forever. But when the time comes for you to go, there are protocols you must follow. Your prophet will see it, will tell you, will bless you and release you so that you can go in and come at any time. Then you are still a son of the house. But man, fat, she can breathe. I can also prophesy. When they give an associate microphone to preach for one day, no, Abba. We have been hearing word in this house, but you are about to hear word. We have been seeing prophecies in this house. You are about to see dito. Koto kata kaya 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 kaya. Kurumote kaya ezea. Open to John 3:32. You see an associate shaking his legs. You are shaking your leg over one sermon. Let me give you 6 months to preach every Sunday. Then I know you have word. And then one day. And remember, any time you hold the microphone, your 2 feet steps into the oil of the man of God. There is a grace behind the pulpit. It is on that grace you are ministering. When you are disconnected from that grace, that is where you see your true level. People left me. They died. I didn't kill them. But they died with time. Their wives left them. People left them. Wind took their tents away. They were never established. They closed down the church. They became sick. And then they died. It's not my fault. Because there was no supply. They were at the wrong place. Greed made them to leave. When you have a big tree, Papa Adeboye, redeem, he said something I'll never forget. He said, when there is a big tree and the tree is doing very well and you cut off a branch of that tree and plant it beside the big tree. For the first couple of days, they all look as if they are doing very well. After some time, this one will wither away. And the big tree will still stand there. Why will this one wither away? Because it has been disconnected prematurely. There are branches that are bigger than other trees. I said there are what? Branches that are bigger than other trees. My friend Bishop Edward Mills, he has branches of his church that are bigger than national churches in other countries. Meanwhile, they are a branch. It's bigger than the natives of that country who have churches. I don't want to be a branch. I want to be on my own. Nonsense. Nonsense. I don't want to be under anybody. Me too, I'm also a man of God. Your head and your mouth. Stay here.
Stay here.
Stay here. And here, no. The Lord will bless you until you become very great. Greed is what is making people hear from the devil. God has called me. Who hasn't God called? Even a lizard says he's called. Say, hey. Genesis 12. Read it. Genesis 12. My last scripture. The Bible says something. Who hear me and I don't hear me? Genesis 12.
Now the Lord had said unto Abraham.
Get
thee out of thy country.
Get thee out of thy house.
And from thy kindred.
And from thy kindred.
And from thy father's house.
And from thy father's house.
Unto a land that I will show thee.
And unto a land that I will show thee.
And I will make of thee a great nation.
I will make of thee a great nation.
And I will bless thee.
And I will bless thee.
And I will make thy name great.
And I will make thy name great.
And thou shalt be a blessing.
And thou shalt be a blessing.
And I will bless them that bless thee.
I will bless them that bless thee.
And curse them him
and
that
curse, curse him that cursed thee.
And in thee shall all families.
And
of the
in
earth.
Thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Go.
So Abraham departed.
Abraham what?
Departed.
As
the Lord has spoken unto him.
As the Lord has what?
Spoken.
As the Lord has what?
Spoken.
As the Lord has what?
Spoken.
So make sure you hear from God.
Yes, Papa.
Don't let selfishness and foolishness lead you to live. Don't let stupidity, foolishness, greed, Aunya, general overseer, over 30 members, general overseer, over 30 members. You are chicken. Reverend Dr. Bishop, general overseer of Agolosu Ministries. You are a joker. You're a joker. What motivated you? Who sent you? What inspired you? Greed, selfishness, love of money. That is what has led you. Then you collect members. And these members are fickle-minded members who have no roots in the church. We are fafranto butterfly. Who need roots? Then you follow another man of God. And live where God has planted you. You are following somebody God has not sent. My sisters and brothers, if God has planted you in this house, until you yourself hears from God, stay where you are. Don't allow no associate or anybody come and shake himself. Now, who did the chiyo? Read the next verse.
And Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old.
75 years!
When he departed out of
Haran.
When
he departed, it means that God is no respecter of age. You can hear from God at any age. After living in his father's house for 75 years, God was going to bless Abraham. But he said, no, you are from a pagan home. I cannot bless you here. Leave! unto a land that I will show you. Then he left at the age 70. Do you know when he was packing his things, friends came around. Abraham, how's it? What's up? So I'm okay. What's going on? No, we're packing, packing. What's going on here? Oh, me too. Who to acquire him? I don't actually know, but Nyame see me then. Me too. Nyame Ben. So the Lord spoke to me. That is why you must know how you hear from God. Because the devil is also speaking. When the devil speaks, there is agitation in your spirit, unrest. The devil speaks out of selfishness and greed. I too, I can do it. I'm also called. I'm also anointed. That's the devil speaking. When God speaks, there is peace. There will be confirmation. Your bishop will know it. He will be the one to call you. Our son here, God is sending him to Kokurantumi to go and begin a good work there. Let's all give offering the amount. Ne jawo kwan ne we suka kra na wa ye bye bye. Na fe wa ye there. Na wo ko. So we is wa nyame frere we. I will miss you so much. Ne we suka kra. Ne jawo kwan. O chere bi se wo ye ye a. You can trace your route back to this house. And come and kneel before your father. And ne ye ishra no. And yes, I want to know. Would you give telephone numbers? Would you give telephone numbers? Would you may was sapuai? May was sapuai? I said, some issues be there between Kanawa, but may was sapu, may was sapu. Liar, greed, selfishness, and the spirit of Absalom. We are Absalom, a chiriba. We are Korah and Abira. I call Daniel who Judas. Where did Judas end? Where did Absalom end? That is where greedy people went. Absalom, you are a beloved of your father. The throne is yours. But greed. He died. Judas, for small money, he fell down and burst his stomach asunder and his head smashed. Jesus. Korah, Abira, a form Bie, Mkosheho, Ekan, the Busia for. Be very careful who you follow. Be very careful what you are hearing in your ears. Be careful what stupid people are telling you to do. Stay here. Before you act foolishly,
yes, my father.
And go and kill yourself before your time,
yes, my father.
Because of greed in ministry,
yes, my father.
There are people out of greed they have left their place, and ministry nene ye ye no. I'm not going to go. I'm not mia mia. I could give no. They are share ministry nasi. And I ye di deceive a man for, because the Lord has left him. Because he has left the place called there. Stay here. In the case of Isaac, stay here. In the case of Abraham, move. That means that God is the one directing the footsteps of the righteous. They are ordered by God. So your prayer is, Lord, order my steps. Order my steps. Into business, into marriage, order my steps. I don't want to be out of God's will. Some people rose up against me. They spoke. You see, I don't argue with people who are ignorant to. I just leave you. Spoke against me. Say, if God has truly called me, he will judge between me and you. A month later, He was admitted in the hospital. He was there. He didn't come out of the hospital again. I didn't do anything. I went to visit. I said, you do it. Oh, Reverend, forgive me. I said, me, I forgive you. When you spoke a lot of nonsense, I forgive you. Hurry up and recover and come back to work. Don't do that again, okay? Oh, daddy, thank you. Thank you. He died. We were standing by the bed. He died. Be careful what you say about a man that God has taken 30 years to raise. Whenever you see a man of God standing here, minimum 20 years for God to raise him up. Are you the one coming to tell the man whether he's called or not? God will prove to you whether he has called him or he has called you. 40 years in ministry and son of one man of God in Jinaho. Be careful what you say. When you see the man of God nakedness now, in time compared to Bremen Tuma, let me tell BB. Say, when we say, atay no shenu echi apai bibi apai odaho. Cover the nakedness of your man of God. Cover it. Don't expose it.
Jesus.
It has taken God 40 years to raise this man as a voice in the land. And that is why he's called a man of God. God is a man first before of God. So he is subject to mistakes, bad decisions and things. That is why we, the members, must cover our man of God. Pray for him. Cover him. If you have a cloth, cover his shame. Don't use your tongue to speak against a man that God has anointed. Before you die, dead, you shouldn't die. And guess what? God can kill you because of a man of God. But tell somebody, don't try.
Don't try.
If the man of God makes mistakes, God himself will deal with him. God himself what? Will deal with him. Men three fear her and cocky can't can send and far man of God. Who and hey, no, what when we care from your matter? Hey, nobody do your offering and a colo. A man for Bumbia when you offering. What was a matter of cover? Moses in the year, you know, who's a son in week, no son on your man. Who are you? Don't be a fool and be using your tongue to say things you don't know. Me, half of the things I wear are gifts.
Gifts.
If you come to my house, the food in my house, one of my branch pastors lives in Koforidua. He brought a truckload of food to my house. Ask my secretaries. Goats are coming to my house on daily basis. People are, you see the things I'm wearing? They sold to me as a gift. So you don't know. You see, when you see me changing, you see that you see can I call. Be careful what you are saying. Because who need my summer? Oh, men make some mistake, no. A man for to talk cast at the chiche. Men of God. Now what you fear at the one where then eki can sema uni. Now associate biaba. Do you know how long it has taken God to build the man of God a house? Man of God, if you know where I have stayed before.
I know my father.
Na tita tita ntokrom. Aye ministry. Abo ministry. When we close from service, my wife and I and our small daughter will sit behind a pickup to go to the house. And they will drop us by the roadside. And we are carrying our three-week-old baby walking in the dark of the Taifa Road to go to my house. And God sees my faithfulness over the years and then builds me a house. Then you are, you who don't know my beginning, you are saying things you don't know. Tell somebody, be careful. Don't try. Don't try. Don't try. Don't try. Genesis 13. Are you there? Verse 1.
And Abram went up out of Egypt. He and his wife. And all that he had. And Lot with him. Into the south. And Abraham was very rich.
Abraham was very rich.
In cattle.
In cattle.
In silver.
In silver.
And in gold.
And in gold.
And he went on his journeys.
Yeah. Where did he become rich? Not where his father's house was. When he moved out to the place, then he became rich. Location is important. Why didn't God bless Abraham where he was? But he said, leave your father's house. There is a reason. Location. Say amen. Genesis 22, verse 1. Read it.
And it came to pass after these things. That God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest.
Whom thou lovest.
And get thee into the land of Moriah.
Of Moriah. And take him to the land of what? Moriah.
And offer him there.
And offer him there. There. Say amen.
Amen.
Go ahead.
For a burnt offering upon one of the mountains.
Upon one of the mountains.
Which I will tell of thee.
Which I will tell of thee. Location is important to God. It took them 3 days. It took them 3 days. God said, take thy son, thy only son, whom thou lovest, travel 3 days on foot, on donkey, on horse, and there are three mountains. I will show you which one you must sacrifice him on. When they go to the mountain, they said, this is the mountain, it's called Moriah. Go on it. They went on the mountain. He took Isaac, placed him on the altar, and he took a knife ready to slay his son. And a voice spoke, Abraham, hold it. Do not harm that child. For now I know that thou lovest me. It means it was a test, and he passed the test. May you pass your test. May you pass your test. God didn't test Abraham. He said, because you have not withheld thy son, thy only son from me, because of this, in blessing, I will bless thee. In multiplying, I will multiply thee. Kasi, hey. A place called there. May you discover that place. May you take a decision next year. May you know, may God lead you. Some of you, God will speak to you. You have 3 cars. Bring 1 car to this church to be used for administration. Just obey. You have a house. Say, I need this house to be used for mission house. Give it up. Do something. Look, me, I've come to a place. I ask God. I say, Lord, look at my house. Look at everything I have. Anything you want, you can have it. From my money to my house to my cars that are there, that are gifts, some of them, taken it in. Me, I've given cars away. As I'm giving cars away, some more cars are coming to the house. Anything you want, you can have it. And I'm happy because I know I'm in the will of God.
The will of God.
Me, my life, no, and my ministry, I spend millions of dollars to feed hungry people, take care of sick people, take care of poor people. Giving is my nature. I spend money from the church. To feed and look after poor people.
Sick people.
Because I hear from God. Sometimes my elders are shaking. It's like the cost is too much. It is God's work. It is God's work. When I hear from God, I am all out. Because I know once I am there, provision shall be made. May you discover that place. May you go to that place. Sometimes God will tell you to do something very crazy. But God will to do the crazy thing God is asking you to do. God will tell you, leave this man who is already married. Take your two children and leave this house. Leave. So you will see the glory of God. Say amen. Leave the man's wife alone and go and find your own. There are some young men who don't work. They live on big women's money. Yeah, bless you, bless you. Oba. Baby. I need some money. And you are collecting money from somebody's wife. And you are sleeping with somebody's wife. Collecting the money. Then when you come to church, kuya, 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 kuya. I'm not saying that you have to, you see, repent from that action. Tell the Lord, it is a mistake I made. But don't tell yourself that. Why I made it? Say amen. But if you why move from it, and you start your business, the ravens will bring you supplies. 2019 is your year of discovering of that place. It's your year of provision by ravens. It's your year of prosperity because you are at the right place. It's a year where God will turn your mourning into dancing.
Amen.
Your sorrow into joy.
Amen.
Where the Lord will wipe away the effect of our mistakes.
Amen.
That we have made mistakes, but God's grace will overshadow our mistakes.
Amen.
And God will lead us to the place called there. Those of you who are friends of drug addicts, armed robbers, you are in some company, some group of people who are duping people, you are into some connections, get out of that place. And may the Lord have mercy on our souls.
Amen.
And may we do and go to that place called there. God bless you. I love you all.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.